Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Flips the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. By Mikael Granlund.
Now, here's your host, Ted Raimi.
See what Frank Revens can do. Tosses it up to the Sharks line. This is where Seattle, down 6-5 in the third with 12 and a half to go, is going to start to take a chance. They almost got a great one there with Cartier stealing it away from the Sharks, but it's poked back the other way. And here's Cartwell moving in, shooting it. He scores! First National Hockey League goal for Ethan Cartwell. After the defensive play by the Sharks, Cartwell rushes up the ice and wastes not a second in letting that shot go. It gets by Grubauer, and with 12:23 to go in the third, the Sharks have a 7-5 lead, and Ethan Cartwell has a moment to remember forever.
Yeah, I think I blacked out there for a minute. Thank you, Tyler. It was an awesome moment. Special, everything I dreamed of, and to have a crowd go crazy like that and see all the boys' excitement to come to the bench, it made it all that much worth it.
All right, good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is enjoying their Thanksgiving weekend that has started off with a Sharks win in a game that was, I think, for lack of a better instruction, a surprise. Watching San Jose get a win by a final of 8-5 was not at all the game I was expecting, especially after the way they played against Ottawa on Wednesday night, where they really looked like they had cleaned things up. They were tight. They just were not rewarded with the end result that you would have hoped for. But it was a different looking game, and I thought that was kind of a recipe to success. And that's the NHL for you, right? Like, you just never know which exact direction it is going to go. You never know which way the game is going to lean. And so to watch San Jose blow up for 8 goals, have all those penalties early on, have the opportunities, have the tip goals. I'm sure Grubauer wants many of those back, but that's just how it goes. Life in the NHL. Each game is going to present as a completely different and a completely independent entity. And I think it's important for the San Jose Sharks to show that they don't just win one style of game. And now this is 2 games in the last 2 weeks where they've had 7 or more goals. And their previous high, you know, was 5 goals before these last 2 weeks. And the offense is coming together. You're watching more and more people contribute. And that's one of the things that I look at out of this game. Just obviously you have 8 goals. You're going to have a number of point scorers in this. But Mikael Granlund had 2 points. Jake Walman had 2 points. Klim Kostin had 2 points. Fabian Zetterlund had 2 points. William Eklund had 2 points. Will Smith had 2 points. Macklin Celebrini had 2 points. Tyler Toffoli had a point. Alex Wenberg had a point. Tim Liljegren had a point. Nico Sturm had a point. Ethan Cartwell had a point. Henry Thrun had a point. That's more players on your team than not walking away with offensive production when this game is said and done. And it's not like anyone specifically blew up for an incredible amount of points, right? I mean, this was, you know, the high point for anybody was 2 points, which was shared by Celebrini, Smith, Eklund, Zetterlund, Kostin, Walman, and Granlund. That is, you know, production across the board, and you're getting everybody involved. And again, a very weird game, a long game, lack of flow. You know, by the end of the first period, you've had 5 goals scored. By the end of the second period, there are 11 goals scored. And then when all is said and done, there are 13 goals scored. But the Sharks, they took 3 penalties in the first period. They had 4 by the end of the second period. They had 6 by the time the game came to a close, and that's including the 5 minutes for fighting that Klim Kostin got in addition to the roughing. But, you know, just a very, very strange game. The Sharks only went on the power play once. They were 0-for-1. The Kraken went on the power play 6 times. They had two power play goals. The Sharks had 17 penalty minutes as opposed to 7 for the Kraken. It was a strange game. It was a very, very strange game. And I think you got to credit San Jose for being able to deal with the flow or lack thereof, being able to deal with the penalties, not letting the game get away from them. Because I think that when you do have a game like this in which you're giving up goals right back to back, it's like you score at 2:07 and then you give up a goal at 3:03 and it's 1-1. Then you score at 16:25 to make it 2-1. And then you give up another goal to make it 2-2 at 16:58. And then in the closing moments of the first period, another cardinal sin, you give up a goal to go down 3-2. And then, you know, another one in this one, it's like you're just not able to really find yourself. You get that goal from Will Smith to, you know, tie it up at 3. And then you get a couple of minutes later a goal from Shane Wright that makes it 4-3. And all of a sudden, you're just trying to fight your way back into it. Then it's a goal from Wallman, a goal from Granlund, a goal from Macklin. And then you're up 6-4. And then again, in the closing moments of the period, you give up a goal with 17 seconds remaining at 6-5. You're thinking to yourself, what kind of game am I watching? What kind of game is being played? But, you know, San Jose had the ability to pull away in the third period. Ethan Cardwell with a goal and then Jake Wallman with an empty netter. So, you know, just a strange game all the way around. But, you know, the offensive production, we're continuing to see more offense from San Jose. We're continuing to see more players get involved in the attack. You know, one of the things that I'm really looking at here lately is Will Smith getting more and more involved with the offense and looking that much more comfortable out there on the ice. There was a lot of, I don't know if it was unnecessary criticism of Will Smith, but, you know, people were watching him and saying, oh, he's not Macklin Celebrini. And, okay, Macklin Celebrini is also not Will Smith. I could make just the same argument. And right now, Will Smith is playing better and better with each passing game. He's becoming more productive, is finding, you know, the back of the net with more consistency. And it shouldn't happen right away, right? Like, we're watching Will Smith now. He's got 10 points on the season. 4 goals and 6 assists from a 19-year-old rookie on the San Jose Sharks, who are not one of the better teams in the NHL. That's something to be impressed with. I mean, if you're looking at it, he's got a 3-game point streak going on, a 3-game multi-point streak. He had 2 points against LA. He had 2 points against Ottawa. He had 2 points yesterday against Seattle. I'm going to take that every single day of the week because he's getting better and better with each passing game. And so you're watching San Jose find themselves. You're watching San Jose be able to involve more players in the offense. You're watching Klim Kostin. He comes through. He finally gets his first goal after he said he'd been playing some of the worst hockey of his career, but he's continuing to be given opportunity and is fighting his way through it and literally fighting out there on the ice. And you love to see that. Ethan Cardwell. Okay, Barclay Goodrow goes down. Cardwell gets called up. He's got a great opportunity to make something happen at a critical moment of the game. And he does. He gets his first National Hockey League goal and he makes something happen. I mean, those are exactly the things that you're waiting to see from these young players. And yes, Cardwell last year was the rookie of the year for the Barracuda and their leading goal scorer. I believe he had 24 on the year. When he gets his opportunity, he makes the most of it yesterday. Opportunity is not always going to be there, so that's why you have to be opportunistic. I think maybe one of the craziest things out of this game is that you had 8 goals and Tyler Toffoli only had 1 point. Tyler Toffoli, along with Mikael Granlund and along with William Eklund, has been one of the most productive performers for San Jose all season long. But when the Sharks were struggling early on, you were pretty much relying on Tyler Toffoli and Mikael Granlund and almost, you know, no one else. Obviously, Fabian Zetterlin was hot early on and, you know, he continues to produce points game after game after game. But, you know, you're watching more and more players get involved with San Jose, which is, you know, just exactly what you want. You know, Alex Wennberg got in on it. You had, you know, Tim Liljegren getting a goal. You've had him come on strong since he joined the team. And now you start to wonder what this team would look like without him. You know, Jake Wallman, he's obviously been very productive other than the brief time he spent out of the lineup, you know, with injury since he did get healthy and since he did, you know, start to really get comfortable with the team. You watched him perform more and more and more. And San Jose now, guys, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself because there is a lot of hockey left to play. I'm not trying to say that the San Jose Sharks are about to be a playoff team or anything like that. But when we look at where they are right now, they've got 21 points. And if you go back to, you know, where they've been since October 28th, you know, that's even more impressive to watch and see the way they've played over that time period because they were 0-7-2, right? Like that was their record through 9 games. And since that point, they are 8-6-3, which means they are getting a point in the majority of their games. And yes, you're 8-9 since that point. And I'm not trying to say that 8-9 is some amazing record, but you know, that's the Sharks playing a much better brand of hockey. They're 3-4-3 in their last 10, which is not amazing in any way, shape, or form, but they are, you know, they're performing better. And you look at where they are overall, I mean, they've got a chance to pull even in point production with Seattle today. They are ahead of Chicago. They are ahead of Nashville. If they get a win, they can, again, pull even with where St. Louis is. That is, of course, if these teams lose and such. You go to the bottom, you know, of the Metro, you look at Pittsburgh, the Islanders, and Columbus, all 22, 22, and 23 points. The Sharks within striking distance of those teams. Then you look at the bottom of the Atlantic, and then you're looking at Montreal, Ottawa, and Detroit with 19, 20, and 22 points. So San Jose, you know, again, they are still one of the lower tier teams in the NHL, but they're getting better, and it's a consistently better product. And obviously that's going to be put to the test with this remarkably difficult road trip that they are about to endeavor upon. It starts off tonight at Seattle, which I think there are going to be some tempers in this game. But they take on Seattle tonight at 7. Then it starts on Tuesday. They're going to be at Washington. And then Thursday at Tampa. Saturday at Florida. Then Tuesday at Carolina. Then Thursday at St. Louis. Then finally they're back home on the 14th, playing host to Utah. Then they are playing host to Winnipeg. Then they are playing host to the Avs before they go back out on the road for 2 at Edmonton and at Vancouver. 3-day break for the holiday. And then you get Vegas and Calgary on a back-to-back on the 27th and 28th. And then Philadelphia on the 31st on New Year's Eve. So, you know, that schedule for the month of December is pretty brutal. You're playing a lot of very good hockey teams, and I'll be very curious to see how San Jose responds. But, you know, right now, the trend is a positive one for San Jose. They're pointing in the right direction. I mean, Macklin Celebrini now has 13 points, and I believe he's played in, what, 14 NHL games? That is a 3-game point streak of his own. He had the game-winning goal yesterday, which was a phenomenal shot, and you're just watching all these young players be part of what San Jose is doing. And again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I've been talking about it a little bit. If you heard me talk with Alan Hoshida the other day, you know, next year for San Jose to talk about them being in the playoffs, I don't think it's that crazy of a discussion. I don't think they're that many pieces off from being a team in that discussion and being in that playoff picture. And listen, there's a long way to go in this season. Anything can happen. I'm not trying to, you know, set the Sharks up for failure by saying they should be in the postseason this year. But again, we have not seen a long-term positive trend like this from San Jose in quite some time, where they're just continually getting points, where they're continually getting wins, where they're just looking like they're a better team week over week. The goal has been for some time now to be a better team week after week, month after month during the season. Game to game is always too much to ask, but just the long-term trends. You want to see the long-term trends pointed in the right direction. And for the last two seasons, because of the talent deficit they were at, you would see things pointed up, but then you would see things kind of trickle back down. It would be pointed up and pointed down. And even though there were steps forward, I think it was fair to say that there were more steps backwards. But right now, San Jose, by way of the way they are playing, by way of opportunity that they're giving themselves through the month of November, from October 28th through today, Saturday, November 30th, the end of the month, San Jose has been pointed for a month-long trajectory in the right direction. And they have got wins, they have got points, they have just given fans thrills. Macklin Celebrini has lived up to the hype. Will Smith has lived up to the hype. Ethan Cardwell comes in and gets himself a goal after creating a lot of hype for himself last year with the Barracuda. Alex Wenberg is settled in. You have watched Tyler Toffoli continue to be productive. Mikael Granlund has continued to be productive, except for missing a couple of games. William Eklund has been playing like a star. Fabian Zetterlund has been playing like a star. I mean, you go down the list, Jake Walman, Tim Liljegren comes in. I know I'm leaving off names, right? And we even talk about, we got to see Yaroslav Askarov a piece of the future. Mackenzie Blackwood continued to play well. And while Vitek Vanacek did not have his greatest performance ever yesterday, he'd been out for a little bit, A, and B, yesterday was one of those games where the puck was finding the back of the net. You kind of look at each game as an individual. Vitek Vanacek was able to give his team an effort that was good enough to help them get the win on a weird offensive day. So, you know what? It wasn't perfect, but he did enough. And I think that's why you have to look at San Jose and say they're finding ways to win. They're finding opportunity. They are not looking like they're going to collapse in games like they did a year ago. They're fighting their way back into games even when they're out. They're never truly out of a game. They get a 2-2 road trip. I think there were opportunities to win every single game on the trip. I mean, if you look at the way it went down, it was a very, very close loss to Buffalo. It was a blowout win against the Kings. It was a very, very close loss to Ottawa. And it was a very impressive, not blowout, but very impressive offensive performance against Seattle to split the homestand 2-2. And then if you look at that and the points they got on the previous road trip, where they went out onto the road against New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York and Pittsburgh, they got a win and then two shootout losses. So that was nice to see. And then in that little two-game stint they did last week, they got, you know, a loss in Dallas, but was still a close game until late. And then they got a shootout loss in St. Louis. So obviously they're giving themselves a chance in the vast majority of games. And I think that's the ultimate trend that you want to see continue long-term. The last bad loss I'm going to say that they took was the game against Minnesota back on the 7th. Otherwise, you look at the two before that, it was a one-goal loss against Vancouver in which they tied it late and probably should have earned a point out of that. Otherwise, they've been in every single game. And I think that that's got to be the thing that you look at for the month of November. The Sharks, for the first time, really showed those true steps forward, really gave themselves an opportunity game after game, week after week for the entirety of the month, and now have a lot of momentum going into today's game against Seattle to see if they can close out the month strong. Let's get a little bit of these Dan Ruzanowski highlights out of yesterday's game. It started with a beautiful goal from Wennberg to Toffoli to Tim Liljegren to get the Sharks up 1-0 early.
Inside Kraken territory, new combination comes on the ice. Ferraro and Liljegren for San Jose on defense. Up front, it's Wennberg along with Toffoli and Luke Cunning. Wennberg digs it free, beats Toffoli behind the net, feeds it over near side, shot, score! Tim Liljegren gets that pass from Tyler Toffoli. He saw Toffoli behind the net, and he started breaking in from the point. The perfect pass got to the top of the circle, and he lets one go up top. Timothy Liljegren makes it 1-0 Sharks, and for Liljegren, that is his third goal of the season.
Of course, the Sharks would concede shortly thereafter, and then Clem Costin found his first goal of the year.
Liljegren hustled at the left boards. Final seconds of the power play. Zetterlin took a drop, moves in, tried the shot, blocked by Evans. Eklund, now Zetterlin, one-time shot, save made, rebound, score! Clem Costin, right place, right time, right move. Zetterlin got that shot. It was a great save by Grubauer, but the rebound popped out. Clem Costin gets it and makes it a 2-1 Sharks lead.
The Sharks would then concede two goals before the period would come to a close to fall behind 3-2. And then early in the second period, Will Smith finding the back of the net with his fourth goal of the season.
17.5 to go in the second. Shane Wright, good face-off win for the youngster against Granlund. And so it's poked back to center, but Granlund's back defensively, leads it up ice. Here comes Will Smith moving in, shooting it, score! First the back check by Granlund, and then the vision by Mikhail Granlund, and then the zone entry by Will Smith, and then the shot by Will Smith. Will Smith ties it up 3-3 at 2:32 of the second period. And how do you like that chemistry, folks? It looks pretty good.
The lead didn't even last 5 minutes before Shane Wright came back and got Seattle a 4-3 lead. And then it was Jake Walman, assisted by Will Eklund and Macklin Celebrini, to tie it back up at 4 for San Jose.
Liljegren put it in the air, batted down by Zetterlin. Lead pass Eklund in the middle. Stick handles across the line with Celebrini. He sends a pass across the rink for a breaking Zetterlin, who poked at the puck to try to get it behind the goal line. Eklund, but Seattle Kraken able to tip it away. Brandon Tanev on the left side. Nice defensive seal there by Celebrini, who checked him off the puck, then steals it, then passes ahead. Eklund drops it back. Shot, score! Redemption for Jake Walman. Celebrini made that whole play work with the defensive play in the neutral zone, but then the tip backwards by Eklund, and Jake Walman, who was in the box when Wright just scored that power play goal, blasted it past Grubauer, and the Sharks are even 4-4.
Then the Sharks would retake the lead. First, It was Mikhail Granlund.
The Sharks are back the other way. Might take a nice bounce for Kostin. He's got it in the offensive end. Hands off to Granlund. Moves and shoots. Score! How sweet it is to have Mikhail Granlund back in the lineup. Great settle there by Cleve Kostin. Spun off the check. Fed it for him. Breaking Granlund down the middle. And he beats Grubauer to put the Sharks in front 5-4 with 6:50 left in the second.
And then Macklin Celebrini, who's getting better and better with each passing game.
Barely poked to center ice. Tanev pokes it to himself down the left side. He moves to the Sharks line, and he's met by the check from Henry Thrun. And Thrun fights for it now, and Zetterlin helps out by poking it off the boards. Eklund senses an opportunity. Granlund, Zetterlin pokes it free. Lead pass. Here comes Celebrini. He scores! And Zetterlin went over to the puck to flood the zone on the right side. They worked together, and Celebrini drove down the middle. What a rocket of a shot that was for Macklin Celebrini to put the Sharks in front 6-4. And SAP Center explodes in excitement on that play.
Now the Kraken would find their way back into this game yet again with 17 seconds remaining in the second period. Yanni Gourde, assisted from Evans and Tanev, makes it 6-5. Now we go to the third period. Ethan Cardwell, he gets his first National Hockey League goal.
Let's see what Riker Evans can do. Tosses it up to the Sharks line. This is where Seattle, down 6-5 in the third with 12.5 to go. He's going to start to take a chance. He almost got a great one there with Cartier stealing it away from the Sharks, but it's poked back the other way, and here's Cardwell moving in, shooting it. He scores! First National Hockey League goal for Ethan Cardwell. After the defensive play by the Sharks, Cardwell rushes up the ice and wastes not a second in letting that shot go. It gets by Grubauer, and with 12:23 to go in the third, the Sharks have a 7-5 lead, and Ethan Cardwell has a moment to remember forever.
And then, an empty netter from Jake Wallman.
McCann, good rush up the ice through center, across the line, little drop pass for Wright. He's got two goals tonight, but he can't get the shot away. Now it's fed all the way down toward the empty net. Score! Jake Wallman, that's going to be his second goal of the game, and it came from the goal line all the way down on a clearing play, and the Sharks have an 8-5 lead.
You know what I did after the game? I spoke with Jake Wallman. Let's hear that interview.
We are here with Jake Wallman after his two-goal performance in the Sharks' offensive explosion, an 8-5 win over Seattle. This was a weird game, right? Like the penalties early on, not a lot of flow. You've got just a lot of offense in this game. Was this at all expected, especially after the way you guys played against Ottawa the other night?
I mean, I don't know if that's the ideal game that we want to be kind of in a shootout like that back and forth, but at the same time, I think we showed a lot of good things in that game. Obviously, we have a lot of firepower and showed that tonight. Just got to tighten up on a few things, especially defensively, and kind of limiting our chances against, kind of with the turnovers there a little bit. It wasn't the cleanest game, but I'm glad that we can come out on top.
Obviously, your offensive game is gelling. It feels like you're being more involved each week that you're here with the team and get more used to all these new teammates. How has that progression been for you?
Yeah, I've always, I guess personally, I've always prided myself on being a two-way player, and being able to provide offense from the back end, I think, is huge from any team. So we got guys on our team that we can all do it. And fortunate enough to have play with some great teammates that make it pretty easy out there for me. So, yeah, as long as we can chip in. As a D-man, if you can chip in, it's a good sign.
What did you think of that second goal? Did you think it had a chance?
Which one's that?
The netter.
Oh, yeah. I've never had an empty net. But
oh, it's your first. Nice.
I think it's my first. But, you don't normally practice 200-foot shots like that. So, fortunate enough that went in. And, yeah, we were up two, so it's okay to take a shot at it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. This team is now going out on a 6-game road trip. Obviously, Seattle tomorrow on a very quick turnaround. And then to the East Coast. It feels like the way the team's playing, that there's some excitement now for this to go out onto the road and have this new test.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a buzz around us right now, and whether that's just internally or even outside too, we know what we got in this room, and I think we're building something pretty special. I think with the guys that we've brought in, the guys that were here, kind of turning the page on what it's been in the past few years, and kind of starting fresh and kind of building into a team that can win and can compete and be there at the end of seasons in meaningful games. So, yeah, it's an exciting time. Obviously, we can string together some wins. It's a great feeling, and yeah, I look forward to going on the road with the boys. It's always fun.
And were you powered by a good Thanksgiving meal today?
We went to Foley's house, a bunch of us.
Oh, he did the turducken, right?
Yeah, he had a big turkey and a turducken. It's my first time having that too, but yeah, it was good. I think it's it was juicy, and it's hard to make a turkey juicy, but they did it, so good. Nice. Cooking job from them.
Nice. Well, I will let you go because I know you guys have to catch a plane, but thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you.
You love seeing these guys in a good mood after the games, getting ready for the trip. A lot of excitement there. I also talked with Alex Wennberg.
Right here with Alex Wennberg after the Sharks' 8-goal output. Obviously, man, you've watched this team grow in your time here. You're becoming more and more involved with the offense yourself. How is it from your point of view to watch the team starting to find that rhythm offensively?
No, it's good. I mean, obviously, we knew we were a great team. I didn't get the start we wanted this season, but you can see, like, it's a lot of talent, a lot of hardworking players right here. So it's fun, a game like this today. I mean, we just keep fighting, you keep doing what we do. And I mean, right now, the skill takes over and we score some goals. So, yeah.
How about your chemistry with Tyler Toffoli? It seems like you guys really understand how to find each other. Obviously, a couple games ago, you guys hooked up behind the net when you found Luke Cunningham on a goal. Today, once again, you guys were on the same page.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just think he's a hell of a smart player. Just the way he reads the game his scoring ability just to find those open spots. I think it fits my game pretty well when I'm coming up. He's trying to find a spot. And, I mean, right now, I just feel like the more games we play together, the better he gets.
This was a weird one early on. A lot of special teams play, obviously, took away from the flow. How hard was that for everyone, especially when every time you guys scored, the other team kept on answering?
Yeah, I mean, it was a kind of a weird game. And especially, like you say, we got to stay off the box right there. I mean, they get momentum from it, and it's tough. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a funny way to win league, kind of. And today, I mean, we obviously play them tomorrow as well. So I think it's a lot of momentum to get this win, get that confidence, and come to their building. And
how is it to play a team right back-to-back when it's not a playoff situation? It's regular season, a little bit different. But you think there'll be a little bit more animosity, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, if there's any little scrums and stuff like that, it kind of carries over to the next game. But, I mean, I feel like every team you play, you come in, you want to be 100% ready, 100% prepared for it. So it doesn't matter really who we play against. You do the scout report and you just commit to it fully.
I noticed that in the last couple of games, you guys have been more physical overall. Is that just something you guys were trying to do, or is that just maybe a natural byproduct of the game you guys are playing?
I mean, I think it comes with a little bit of how we want to play. I mean, we want to be a team to be tough to play against. Mm-hmm. If we're kind of like getting in and get physical and kind of make it hard for them to play, I feel like that's a success for us. So it's not really that we're talking about getting those big hits, but for sure to get more involved. And especially if you can get the team you're playing against to be a little bit like caught off guard with those, I think that's an advantage for you, yeah.
And then looking at this game versus the last game, you know, Ottawa's a cleaner game from you guys. It felt more like a game that you would have been rewarded with a win as opposed to kind of a shootout today with 13 goals. Is that just life in the NHL where you think, okay, that's the way it works out?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the NHL, you don't never know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, a game like this, you get a bunch of goals, and the other game, you feel like you should win that, or you get rid of the loss. So, I mean, it is what it is, and that's why you always got to be ready for whatever happens. You can't really take a step back because there's good teams in this league, so you just got to be ready every night.
And are you guys all excited for the road trip?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long one. So obviously right now, I feel like it's a great opportunity to start off from good terms, just to get that first game and first win. So, I mean, that's the goal right there. And then after that, we carry on.
And then have you heard that because of the couple of game-winning goals you've had, we've called you Winberg as opposed to Winberg?
Winberg?
Has that made it your way?
I haven't made my
Has
way.
Has anyone been called you that before?
No, okay, but so I kind of like it. I got to live up to it, though.
There we go. I've made you aware of it now.
That's good.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I did do one more interview after the game with Tyler Toffoli, but I'm going to wait to play that for you on the build-up, which is coming a little bit later today. We did hear from Ryan Warsawski, the head coach of the San Jose Sharks, after the game last night. He had some interesting thoughts.
Well, you know, looking back at the game, the last game there, I thought, you know, was probably our best game of the year, and we lose a game. So we don't want to be giving up 5-6 goals a game. It's not a recipe for long-term success. So we got to make sure we tighten up defensively and just simplify our game at times. But we're learning that as a group, and I think our guys are starting to grasp that more and more each period. We get into the situations where we have leads. We're starting to learn that process of what it takes to win hockey games in this league.
No, not the ideal game at all, but they found a way to win out of this game, which was a bit strange with not a lot of flow and a lot of penalties and not being able to roll lines for, you know, a lot of that first 25 minutes of the game, but they found their way through it. Orzowski also shared his thoughts on Ethan Cardwell.
Yeah, he's a really smart player. He knows what his role is. He gives us fresh legs today, and a guy that can skate, get on the forecheck. Thought his game got better as it went on, and obviously he gets rewarded with the goal.
And the best part is we've got another game coming up tonight. Pre-game 6:30, go time 7 o'clock from Seattle as the Sharks once again take on the Kraken. All right, we are just about out of time. I will be back with you on the build-up as we get ready for today's game. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.
Leads it up. Here comes Will Smith moving in. Shooting it. Score!